There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 41 of the tabernacle, the price for entering. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 and 12 say, "But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption." Our text for today comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." The tabernacle veil outside the Holy of Holies depicts our separation from God. The veil being ripped from the top to bottom when Jesus breathed his last breath at Calvary illustrates the access we now have to enter into God's presence. John Phillips gives a lengthy but accurate picture of what this looked like from an Old Testament perspective. "To picture what this means, imagine a Moabite of old gazing down upon the tents and tabernacle of Israel from some lofty mountain height. Attracted by what he sees, he descends to the plain and makes his way toward the sacred enclosure surrounding the tabernacle. It is a high wall of dazzling linen, which reaches over his head. He walks around it until he comes to the gate, where he sees a man. 'May I go in there?' he asks, pointing through the gate to where the bustle of activity in the tabernacle's outer court can be seen. 'Who are you?' demands the man suspiciously. Any Israelite would know he could go in there. 'I am a man from Moab,' the stranger replies. 'Well,' says the man at the gate, 'I'm very sorry, but you cannot go in there. It's not for you. The law of Moses has barred the Moabite from any part in the worship of Israel until his 10th generation.' The Moabite looks sad. 'What would I have to do to go in there?' he insists. 'You would have to be born again,' replies the gatekeeper. 'You would have to be born an Israelite. You would need to be born of the tribe of Judah, perhaps, or of the tribe of Benjamin or Dan.' 'I wish I'd been born an Israelite of one of the tribes of Israel,' the Moabite says. As he looks more closely, he sees one of the priests having offered a sacrifice at the brazen altar and cleansed himself at the brazen laver go on into the tabernacle's interior. 'What's in there?' asked the Moabite. Inside the main building, I mean.' 'Oh,' says the gatekeeper, 'that's the tabernacle itself. Inside there is a room containing a lampstand, a table, and an altar of gold. The man you saw is a priest. He will trim the lamp, eat of the bread upon the table, and burn incense to the living God upon the golden altar.' says the man of Moab. I wish I were an Israelite so that I could do that. I should love to worship God in that holy place and to help trim the lamp, to offer him some incense and to eat at that table. Oh, no, says the man at the gate. Even I could not do that. To worship in the holy place, one must not only be born an Israelite, one must be born of the tribe of Levi and of the family of Aaron. The man from Moab sighs again. I wish, he says, that I'd been born of Israel, of the tribe of Levi, of the family of Aaron. Gazing wistfully at the closed tabernacle door, he says, what else is in there? There's a veil, replies his informant. It's a beautiful veil, I'm told, which divides the tabernacle in two. Beyond the veil is what we call the most holy place, the Holy of Holies. The Moabite is more interested than ever. What's in the Holy of Holies? He asks. There's a sacred chest in there called the Ark of the Covenant. It contains certain holy memorials of our past. Its top is made of gold. And we call that the mercy seat because God sits there between the golden cherubim. You see that pillar of cloud hovering over the tabernacle? That's the Shekinah glory cloud. It comes to rest on the mercy seat. Again, a look of longing shadows the face of the man from Moab. Oh, if only I were a priest. I should love to go into the Holy of Holies and there gaze upon God and worship him there in the beauty of holiness. Oh, no, says the man at the gate. You couldn't do that even if you were a priest. To enter into the most holy place, you would have to be the high priest of Israel. Only he can go in there, nobody else, only he. The Moabite's heart yearns once more. Oh, if only I'd been born an Israelite of the tribe of Levi, of the family of Aaron. If only I had been born the high priest, I would go in there into the Holy of Holies. I'd go in there every day. I'd go in three times a day. I would worship continually in the Holy of Holies. The gatekeeper looks at him again and once more shakes his head. Oh, no. You couldn't do that. Even the high priest of Israel can go in there only once a year, and then only after the most elaborate of preparations, and even then, only for a little while. Sadly, the Moabite turns away. He has no hope in all the world of ever entering there. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, says the writer of Hebrews. It is a revolutionary truth. It is understandable that the Lord Jesus should enter the Holy of Holies in heaven. But here it is, a tremendous word of welcome extended to Jew and Gentile alike to come on in and worship, not in the holiest place of the human tabernacle, but into the Holy of Holies in heaven itself. Jesus died on the cross as our high priest so that we could approach God's throne. The blood of Jesus Christ paid for our access into God's presence. There was the high price of our access to God. Now anybody from any country, race, or tribe can go straight into the presence of God. We are blessed beyond measure to all have this privilege. And we need to use it daily. Some questions to consider. What lessons did you learn from John Phillips' analogy? What does today's devotional say about our great privilege to enter the Holy of Holies with God? And finally, how can you show gratitude for all that Jesus Christ has done to grant you access to God's presence? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.